This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Wino covers puck for the Associated Press. Swino, the Caps are really good. I mean, it is time to just slam the gavel and say this team's legit. They are 9-3. They beat, albeit a team not playing very well, last night in Nashville, a team with a lot of talent at home. What'd you think?
Yeah, GP, this team is good, and something that the Capitals had to do last year was win a lot of games, 2-1, 3-2. They had trouble scoring. This year, no trouble there. They're averaging more than four goals a game. The offense is coming from Alex Ovechkin. It's coming from Connor McMichael, who's arguably been their best player. That top line of Ovechkin, Dylan Strome, and Alexi Protas really keying this hot start. They've gotten at least solid, consistent goaltending so far, and they might be getting Jacob Chychrun back this weekend as well.
Okay, so let's do this exercise. We know they're good. We got that. How good? You know what I mean? Like, I know they're good, but like, what does that really mean in the pecking order of the NHL for you, Swano?
Yeah, Danny, I think this is a team that they're a playoff contender. This is a team that's going to be in the playoff mix for a long time. I think there's a little bit of regression to the mean here. I don't think this is a Stanley Cup contending roster. And the biggest question I have over the next several months is, can Logan Thompson and Charlie Lindgren stay healthy? Because this rotation, one game on, one game off, is something that is working out really well for them. I think things are bound to happen. They're going to have a losing streak at some point. Alex Ovechkin, if he stays this hot, might break this record before February. But at some point, he's going to go cold as well. I think they're a playoff team, but I think you got to kind of pump the brakes on the expectations beyond that.
So I get that it would be unlikely for them to make a cup run, and then it doesn't feel like, you know, they are that caliber of team when at the beginning of the season they were in the bottom 5, 7, 8, whatever, in a lot of power rankings. Having said that, just looking at their personnel, like I keep saying with the Commanders, like looking solely at this season and not anything past being prologue, what are they missing? Why wouldn't they be able to make a playoff run based on what's in the building?
Yeah, I think it would be goaltending that is at an elite level. And Charlie Lindgren showed he could do that for a stretch of time last season. He carried them into the playoffs. The reason the Capitals even made it by game 82 was Lindgren last year. But you're counting on Logan Thompson or Charlie Lindgren to be that guy.
And we don't think Thompson has that kind of ceiling?
The injury thing is the biggest question I have about Logan Thompson. His numbers have been okay so far. I mean, his save percentage has not been good. I know he's 6-0, first goalie since Thomas Wacoon to win his first six games for Washington. But I think I still need to see a larger sample size out of him to even start to entertain that possibility.
So I know how younger Ovechkin did this. Right, you go back to age 29 when he had his career high or one of his top goal scoring seasons at 53. I get that. I get how even a handful of years ago he was doing this. I can't explain this now. I mean, I'm only a couple years older than he is, and we just finished talking about how I feel so tired because I exercised yesterday. Like, this is ridiculous that he's this good finding ways to score at this age. It hasn't happened before. You're sort of running out of ways to explain it.
Yeah, there's no reason, because nobody's done this. No one's scored this many goals at this age like Alex Ovechkin has. But we've been saying this for several years. And other than Phil Esposito, no one done it in their early 30s or mid-30s like this. He can't continue to defy expectations and defy sort of father time, for lack of a better term. But I think the one thing about Alex Ovechkin scoring is he's got better players around him than he did during the rough start last year. Like, he didn't get his eighth goal last year until January. He now has eight goals in the first 13 games of this season, because it seems like the team that is built the way that Brian McClellan did it before handing the GM job off to Chris Patrick, it has allowed this team to be better. The pieces fit better. Pierre-Luc Dubois maybe hasn't produced. He's been one of the unluckiest players. But him fitting on a second line, Andrew Mangiapane sort of replacing TJ Oshie, and Dylan Strome kind of being allowed to kind of get some chemistry and build time playing with Alex Ovechkin, it's made the entire team better. And when you have a guy like Alex Ovechkin, who opponents don't have to just worry about him, they've got to worry about everybody else. The Capitals are finding some really advantageous matchups for him, and he's taking advantage of those.
For the people who did not think Ovi was going to break the record this year because he's 39, and I don't know, maybe you were in that group, I have no idea. It's probably too early to say, okay, it's time to change course on that, because he's on pace for 54, but it's only been 12 games. But at what point would you start to say, well, maybe he is going to break the record this year?
Yeah, for those of us who are sort of preparing the stories we're going to need to write when this happens, as he gets closer, it's time to start thinking about it. It's time. He's on such a pace now that it would now be, I think if you were setting betting odds, it would probably be favored for Alex Ovechkin to break it this season and not next season. And then there's plenty of questions after that about would he come back and all these other things for last year of a contract. But he needed to be on a 41-goal pace. He's on a 54-goal pace. Now, if we're a month from now and he has some sort of goal drought like he did several times actually last year, then we can revisit this. But I think it would be more expected than not for Alex Ovechkin to break the Gretzky's record before the season's up.
So I know, great as always, buddy. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.